Welcome back to She Said, He Said. I'm Kelly Lamb with Gordon Montgomery, having a good time here today. We have got a game coming up that Gordon has put together. I do not know the answers. Lucky enough, we've got both Casey, who has called, and Sheila. So it's going to be He Said against She Said. So Sheila will be on my team because it'll be the girls against the guys, and Casey will be joining with Gordon, which Gordon can't play because he knows the answer. So you're all on your own, Casey.
Matt can help.
Thanks so much for joining, you guys. So you having a good Saturday?
Heck yeah.
Awesome. All right, so Gordon, tell them the game that we're playing.
The game we're playing is the best damn thing in every state. So what it is you got to tell me, I'm going to give you a state, and you got to tell me what it's most known for, okay?
And will you give us hints?
Maybe. Should be pretty easy.
Shoot.
Some of them. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Okay, girl power.
Girl power.
Here
Let's
we
do
go.
This, Sheila.
The state of Illinois. What is it most
Do
known
I
for?
Go first? Either,
whoever goes first,
whoever
ding, ding,
it.
Ding. Push the buzzer.
Oh, Chicago.
Nope.
What?
Nope. Illinois.
The Sears Tower.
What?
The Sears Tower.
You're in the right city.
Well, they're both in the right city.
Okay.
She said the city, and he said an item. So give us a hint.
It's what it's known for, like what, like toasted raviolis or what, you know,
oh,
something
are
like.
Are we doing food?
No, it's not food. It's anything. It's anything.
Oh,
Illinois.
Anything. All right, Chicago Cubs.
No.
I love you,
Sheila. Only in Chicago.
What is it?
Deep dish pizza. No, Lakeshore Drive. Lakeshore Drive.
Oh.
So nobody gets a point on that one.
That was.
I know. Here we go.
Try again.
Yes.
This should be easy. Kelly actually said it a minute ago.
I did.
Indiana.
Donuts.
Ding, ding, ding.
Indy 500.
You're right. Casey.
Oh, man.
Casey, 1 point. Men, 1 point. All right, here we go. How about Iowa? What's Iowa known for?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. No, that's Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your blonde moment just shifted to Casey.
Where are we at?
Election time.
Oh, caucus. The caucus.
Yes.
I think Sheila got
it.
That.
Yay, Sheila! Woo!
All right, here we go.
I think there's a delay.
Okay, Missouri people. What is Missouri known for?
The Arch.
Oh, gosh, nope. You guys are like simultaneously.
Actually, no, you got to think a whole state, not a city, and where we live. So when I say a state, it's the most it's known for in that state.
Okay.
Missouri.
Mizzou.
Ooh.
Only Mark in Missouri.
Twain.
Mark
Twain.
Nope.
No?
All right, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Netflix.
Ozarks.
Yes.
Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, the Grover got
Good
it.
Good job, Casey.
It's Grover and Casey against Sheila and Kelly.
This should be easy. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Mardi Gras.
You're on the right track.
Shrimp.
No. French Quarter.
Jambalaya.
You're on the right track.
Bourbon Street.
You're on the right track.
Oh, man.
Fat Tuesday.
Grover's on it.
Music.
Music?
Jazz.
Yes.
Oh,
jazz.
Grover.
Oh.
Where's a ding-dong button?
So far, it's 3-1, guys. 3-1,
hey,
guys.
Of course he mentions it now. Come on, Sheila.
All right, here we go. Michigan.
Lakes.
Yes.
Lake Michigan.
Lakes.
Grover, you little genius.
The Great Lakes. You guys are right. The guys are right. Minnesota.
Vikings. Mall of America, that's good, Sheila. We should get a point for that.
I'm going to give you a hint again. Think music.
Michigan?
Oh, Prince.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sheila, you are right.
Woo-hoo!
I got that bell rocking.
Yes.
Are we tied now?
All right, here we go. Here
we should get a point for enthusiasm.
Exactly.
New Jersey. New Jersey.
Baseball.
Are we talking?
New Jersey.
Newer.
Frank Sinatra. Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen. He knew it was music.
Grover, you little Mike Hogger.
It's 5-2. All right, here we go. You guys ready? New York City.
Yep.
Statue, the Big Apple.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
You know what? Grover, you're not allowed to this show anymore.
Grover does do trivia all the time.
Grover's the smartest Quick Trip guy ever.
He just woke up. Okay.
He did.
This, I don't know. I didn't know this, but Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I'm gonna give you a hint. It's food.
Really?
Oh.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Tornadoes?
That's food. Sheila?
It's a new donut.
You're on
donut,
Kelly's team.
Tornado.
Blonde moment.
I don't really think I got one.
I'm
going to
tell you. We're going to move on. Okay. Onion burgers.
We would have never have gotten that.
I have not.
No, me neither.
Casey's Googling right now.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Vermont.
Vermont.
Vermont. Maple. Candy.
Yes. Maple.
Casey.
Maple syrup. That was
Sheila,
close
what's
enough.
Happening to our life?
Well, I was thinking candy sweet, you know.
All right. Yes. We have three
it
more.
It had maple in it.
We have three more. Here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Wisconsin.
Cheese.
Oh my gosh. Grover almost jumped into the microphone to answer that.
We'll give it to him. Dairy.
You wait. Whoa.
Cheese is dairy.
To be fair, I think Sheila said it first.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I did.
That's my girl.
We'll have to give it to him.
I jumped in first. But that's
Casey, you cheater.
All right. We are running out of time. So here's the last two. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Oh, horses. Nature. Mountains. Mount Rushmore.
You're close, Sheila.
Ranches.
Sheila's rocking it.
Wyoming. What?
Come on, you said everything.
The park.
Think Yogi Bear, but
Yellowstone.
Yes, not Jellystone, but Yellowstone.
Grover said it.
Well, I think the guy's won, but I have one.
I gave him the idea.
I have one more for you.
I gave him the idea.
All right,
he's awesome.
Here we go. I got one more for you, even though the guys have actually already won.
Oh, stop.
But this is a fun one. Colorado.
Mountains.
Well, what are you? What state are you in when you are on top of the mountains? Like, where are you?
The Rockies.
Pikes Peak.
High, getting high.
Oh, we.
They are known for getting high. Honestly, that's on
Mile High.
Really?
Getting high.
Mile High, that's on an airplane.
Mile High State. All right, well, Casey and Sheila, thank you.
Stay on the line because Grover's going to have to get your information because you both won. The guys won. Casey, you will be going to the Fox and enjoying two tickets to see On Your Feet. And
awesome.
I've got a gift certificate to Symbol for you, Sheila. You can and dine and have dinner. Their food is absolutely amazing. They have three locations, Chesterfield, St. Charles, and over right close to here on Manchester, and their food is fabulous. So we'll get both of those to you in the mail, and he'll get your information. All right.
Thanks
so much for playing.
Thanks, guys.
Good job,
all right.
Casey.
Have a great day. All right. There you go. Shoot. I'm really disappointed that he said blew it away. Grover came in like a machine and pumped up Casey. So, you know, hey. So we are going to be talking to, hopefully, Holly is still waiting next to her phone patiently to talk about her new book. So as Grover gets her on the line here, we will get to talk to her about her new book. And then, let's see. I think right now he's having to get... You know what movie I watched last night?
What did you watch last night?
Hidden.
You're always watching a movie.
Well, you're working at night, and I'm that girlfriend that doesn't go anymore. I'm too tired. I'm so exhausted. So, Hidden Figures. I finished it. That is a very, very good movie. I think it's a must-see for everyone. I think it takes you to a time where things were different. The hardship... you know, as they called the colored back then, it was really great because
she had two things going for her, which is also not only that, she's a female. And even back then, females.
Yes, yeah. And I watched the after of the stars who played in the movie, and that's what they said. They said it brought us together as one. And in one of the lines, you know, where, oh my gosh, why am I going blank on his name? Now we're going to get Holly on the phone, but the man in charge, yes. And when he took that sign down where, you know,
the bathroom sign?
The bathroom where only whites could go there and colored, and he tore that thing down. He said, in this place, we all pee the same color. And it was like, it was so, I have goosebumps thinking about a lot of the stuff in the movie. And those women were brilliant. And, you know, she just won a Medal of Honor from Obama. She was 91 years old.
Yep. Very well deserved.
She said when she washed the dishes, she counted everything she did. I mean, she was a genius. Absolute genius. All three of them were genius.
Yeah, that's a different mind.
And oh, I mean, yeah. Incredible. I mean, everything that she did was just by hand. And she is the one who put John Glenn into space three times. She was part of, you know, getting the first man on the moon. And it is a great movie. And just hearing them talk afterwards, real, you know, hearing the real women, it was really good. I say it's a must-see for everybody.
And you know what's crazy? She was very intelligent. And people that are usually that just out of this world intelligent, they're usually not
articulate in speaking. They can't have that conversation. But
well, they're just different in a way that sometimes they can't be in the social life as well because of, I mean, I'm not categorizing, but I'm just saying, just like The Beautiful Mind, the movie The Beautiful Mind.
Exactly. But the thing is that but one of them said is that just because you're born into a certain station doesn't mean where you will end up staying.
Right.
That you can be whatever you want and go wherever you want to be. And they proved it as women way back when. So it's a brilliant movie. I think everybody should watch it. So right now we're excited because we are going to meet Holly Kaplan herself right now. She is the author of Surviving the Click, A Girl's Guide to Surviving the Male-Dominated Corporate World. Welcome to the show, Holly. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I have been so looking forward to this conversation this morning.
I don't know if I have. Gordon says, why do you do this to me? I'm just going to sit back and keep my mouth shut. So, Holly, tell us, you know, how did this book come about and what happened to you to make you want to write this? And boy, you just put the word right on the front cover.
I did. Those were the first words that came to mind when I started to think about writing the book. I have been in the corporate world for over 20 years. Yes, I'm dating myself. I earned my way into a management role with a medical device company. I worked for four or five medical device companies through the years, and I earned my way up to become a manager, and I found myself with men, with all men. I learned the higher you go, the more men there are. And so I started to learn about that culture and about how they communicate with each other. And I began to emulate them. And as these things occurred, I was like, I think I got to start writing about some of this because a lot of this doesn't feel intuitive for me as a female. But in order to survive in it and thrive in it, I had to adapt. So that's kind of what prompted me to write about it. I felt like I needed to let other women know what this was going to be like for them.
Now, I noticed you say here that discrimination is more pertinent than ever right now. How is it different now than it was then?
We may be feeling it more now because there are more women coming up through the ranks right now. I mean, more women have joined the workforce since 2008 specifically. And so we may have a higher level of awareness because we're feeling it more. Now, I say that, but then you look at the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal going back to the 70s.
I was just going to ask, touch on that? I was just going to ask.
Wrong. Right. I mean, this has been a common thread, clearly, from, you know, Hollywood to corporate world to whatever it may be. You know, it's behavior that unfortunately some men are trained into.
Right. You know, and I was just mentioning, it was kind of weird that we had a little time waiting, you know, Grover was getting you on the line. And I mentioned I watched that movie last night, you know, Hidden Figures. And I mean, the barriers that those women had, you know, are incredible. And we still have barriers to, you know, this day. I mean, it's known that, you know, women are in the same positions as men and make less. Yet we carry 51% or more now of the workforce.
Right.
Raising families and so forth.
Thank you for validating. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you think, how can we change or what can we do or what can we find in your book to help change the attitudes in the workforce and to survive this click?
It's the best way around it.
Exactly.
Like think Bic Pen.
Well, I can say penis on air.
I think you just did.
No, I can. I just can't say the other one. So now you know what rhymes, right?
Yes.
Right.
So
exactly.
how do we work to start changing? What do we find in your book that can help us?
There are a couple of things we can do. One is we can speak up and we can start to talk about it and not be afraid to talk about it. As women, we are trained to be compliant and quiet and to just kind of go with the flow. I mean, I was raised that way. And I think this is perhaps why women are so afraid to stand up, because, you know, it's against our grain. So we have to be comfortable with speaking up and know that there's a safe place to do it, and you will not be on the firing line if you do so, because that's a big fear. Secondly, I think HR could step in more. I honestly don't think HR knows how to handle these issues yet, and I think they could have a better infrastructure or program for this type of situation.
You know, the millennials are really... They're changing everything.
Everything.
How we dress at work, how we communicate at work, how we do most of anything. I mean, I feel like we're becoming a. It's going to be a point. Maybe we won't. We will survive because we're going to all be just one gender.
Now, right. That's
all gender.
You know, you said that. That's a good question. You said that the millennials now, because you know, you told us, you kind of gave us a hint of, you said for 20 years. So you grew up in the same time period as we did, and things were different for women. Men looked at women differently. Women acted differently
towards
women.
You had to wear skirts and
right.
pantyhose.
But how is that with the millennials now? Because they didn't grow up in that time period. They grew up now, and so how are they dealing with this? Are they dealing with it differently?
I think they are dealing with it differently. And Kelly, real quick, I was reprimanded for wearing a pantsuit to work in 1994.
Yes.
I was pulled aside and reprimanded.
And you so better have pantyhose on.
Ooh, you better have pantyhose on. Yep.
Oh,
so
boy.
Right.
The
so,
fun
yeah.
times.
I've been there. But going back to what we were saying, the millennials don't have the fear that we had. They're, from what I've learned from the 30-somethings, it's they're not afraid to speak up. Everything is very, I hate to say this, self-centered right now with Snapchat, Facebook,
yes.
Instagram. It's all about promoting yourself. And so it's like that filter of fear is gone because we're all putting ourselves out there. But at the same time, I think that will give them a voice and power and momentum to make a shift in this whole thing.
That's,
so I think they have that in their favor.
That's true. Now, you with your 20 years, you have stories in your book to share, lessons, rules. There's a lot that you have to offer in this book, which I think is great. Is there a story or is there something that really hit home to you that made you say, I've got to do this, I've got to write this book?
Yeah, yes, there was a part, and I'm glad that you said that. And this is sad, Kelly, but it came with hurt. When I felt like I was hurt by the clique around me, not all of them, there are a lot of great men, but when I felt like they were people that were trying to hold me back from succeeding and doing things purposefully to not let me succeed, it made me engage in self-doubt. And that's part of the book. And when you engage in self-doubt, it can be crippling. When you look at your accolades and your awards, yet the people to the side of you do not want to help you succeed, not help you, or, you know, see you succeed, rather, it can be really painful.
Yeah.
And I noticed that male-to-male behavior was different than male-to-female behavior in that environment, meaning
sure.
like they resolved with bloviating, you know, beer drinking and slapping on the back. With me, it was different.
Right.
So when the hurt started to come into play and I felt like it was hurting my career and who I was, that is like the most profound part of it.
Right. Well, Holly Kaplan, Surviving the Click. You can pick up your own copy. I'm sure you have this on Amazon. Surviving the Click, A Girl's Guide to Surviving the Male-Dominant Corporate World. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your book. I would hope that everyone will get their hands on, especially men, and read it so they know how they can change their behavior.
Or what to look for.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Holly. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks
you
so
too.
Much. All right. Well, there you go. You've heard it right here. So now it's time. You don't want to thank Club Fitness, clubfitness.us. Go there, get your free 7-day pass and enjoy a workout on them. I sat in the massage chair the other night, tanned, and it was awesome. Went home feeling refreshed with a few minutes on
That's
the
what
elliptical.
I always say. I go to workout, Kelly goes to hangout.
That's right. Exactly. So enjoy Club Fitness. So Gordon, you've got a little What's Rockin' there going on.
Yes, we do.
A few
have,
things before we have to leave.
We do have What's Rockin'. First of all, a big happy birthday to Mayor Lynn Pagano in St. Peter's.
Heck
good,
yeah.
Good friend of both of ours, me and Kelly. What we have going on is the Legends and Lanterns. That is down there in the Main Street, Historical Main Street, St. Charles. That is Saturday, today, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. And they got all kinds of cool stuff. You know what they've got? They've got these, it's a journey through Halloween history is what it is. So you're walking around, you know, like in Christmas time, they have all the Santa Clauses and everything.
Right.
Well, now they have all the the villains from all the Halloween movies and anything historical that's ever, like, you know.
That'd be fun.
Lizzie Borden and people like that, you know, murderers and stuff.
Great.
They're going to walk. Yeah, they're walking around. I wonder if they're going to be handing out the little
card. What scares you? Hope that it's not the real, you know, crazy person. That's the thing about Halloween.
And it's kid-friendly, so it's like, look, kids, it's Lizzie Borden. So, also, Selly Jewelers has got a really cool thing. I told you, this is where you can go to get that jewelry from Patrick Swayze, Shirley Jones, Joan Rivers, Elvis, Dean Martin,
stars.
And Jerry Lewis. All kinds of cool stuff. It's a state sale. That is October the 28th from 10 to 5 at Setley Jewelers over there in Town and Country. Go visit them. Tell Gus and the gang that we sent you there. That's
How
really
fun
cool.
to be able yeah. to take advantage of that.
And in Chesterfield, the Chesterfield Mall. It's so good to see Chesterfield Mall, see that parking lot. I was there yesterday, and the parking lot was packed, and it was great to see that.
Right.
So October 20th through the 22nd, that was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the Vintage Market Days present Farmhouse Style. They have jewelry, clothing, live music, and food trucks. That's all weekend long. Go down there. Got some really cool stuff.
And they've taken some vintage stuff and kind of, they remake things with items, which is really cool.
Yes. And then go see my buddy, Brian, at the Naked Vine.
And you don't have to go naked.
No, you don't have to go.
You can wear clothes. It's okay.
That's right. It's a wine, whiskey, and music venue. And tonight, the Hillary Fitz Band is there. She is the sweetheart of the Naked Vine, and they are just so happy to have her there tonight. And next Friday, Jake's Leg will be there. So go see my buddy Brian at the Naked Vine and check that out. And that's what's rocking for this weekend.
Very cool. All right. A big shout out to David Rispoli, the marriage coach. Go to stlouismarriagecoaching.com. If you aren't feeling it, you aren't feeling the love, get a hold of him for sure to bring the love back in your life so you can enjoy all these great things that life has to offer. We appreciate you so much being a part of the She Said, He Said show. Next week, it's all about ghost stories with Vicky Main, so keep our number ready. Thanks so much to Sheila and Casey for playing the game with us today. We'll get your prizes to you. And to everyone out there, peace.
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
More.
Our baby's a love thing.